Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our national training call. This morning is Monday, April 22nd, 2019. This is Mike Riches hosting the call this morning from the Dallas, Texas area, where I am so excited to welcome you to this call. We have got a phenomenal call lined up this morning. We've got none other than our $200,000 ring earner, Platinum Executive Director, Mr. Jim Tanner, standing by from Boston, Massachusetts, who is going to be our keynote speaker this morning. We are so excited to hear from him, as we always are. We've also got Ms. Judy Johnston, one of Legal Shield's certification trainers from New Mexico, standing by to share some tips with us as well. It is going to be a fantastic call. I hope that you are in a place where you can actively listen this morning, where you can jot down some notes. This will be a very rich call as far as the nuggets, the details, the tips that are shared. And so definitely I want you to be in a place where you can take some notes. I've got, speaking of notes, just a few notes this morning to share with you, a few bullet points that I want to go over, just kind of quick announcements that have been made recently by Legal Shield. I just want to make sure that our team is updated on this and that we know what's going on. First and foremost, just last week, Legal Shield announced that for self-pay groups, you can now enter applications through your Legal Shield at Work. And so, for those of us that are out there writing group business, you're going to have some payroll deduction groups probably. You're going to have some self-pay groups. And in the past, on a payroll deduction group, you could always take those apps and instead of, mailing them in, which is something that we haven't done in a while, or even instead of uploading them. So for a while, you could take apps and you could scan them and then just upload them to Legal Shield. And, y'all, I remember, I've been around for a while, but I remember when they announced that was huge. No more last-minute trips to UPS to try to get them off to the company and hope that they get there and hope that they don't get lost on the way. And uploading was so much easier, and it was instant. And with uploading, you could upload them, and you get paid the same day. It was such an incredible announcement. Well, now that's becoming a thing of the past because now you can just log into your Legal Shield at Work. Legal Shield doesn't even need the paper copy. All you do is just enter that information from the application into your Legal Shield at Work, and those memberships get processed. And that was the case. That's been the case for the last couple of years with payroll deduction groups. And they just announced last week where you can now do that with self-pay groups as well. So that's huge. I know that's been something that we've been asking for and they've been working on for a while now. Well, they just rolled that out last week. So you've got a self-pay enrollment. You can go take that business. You can enter it in, get paid the same day. It's awesome. And let me clarify, it's not always where you get paid the same day because it's the same rules that apply if you were uploading that business. The same rules apply if you're doing those apps on Legal Shield at Work. And what I mean by that is like a credit card, you get paid the same day, but if it's a bank draft, remember there is a delay. I think it's a 5-day delay. Maybe it's a little bit less, but on your pay, if it's a bank draft, like a checking account draft or a savings account draft, and I don't want to get into a ton of detail there, but that's just because it takes a little bit longer for Legal Shield to verify that payment if it's a bank draft. And that's not to say that a bank draft is bad. And in fact, the retention on a bank draft is historically higher than the retention on a credit card. So it does take a few days to get your commission, but the retention is higher. So bank draft can actually be a good thing. But the same rules apply if you upload it or if you send it in or if you just enter it on your Legal Shield at Work. So what you can see what Legal Shield is doing. They're trying to get everybody to enter everything on Legal Shield at Work, which is a good thing. In my opinion, I think that it is a little bit of extra work, or I don't know if it's extra work, but it's a little bit of work on your part. But, it takes all of 60 seconds to enter an application. It's not a big deal to do that, and it's done, and you don't have to send the paper form in. You're finished, nothing to upload, no forms to complete. The other nice thing about doing it on LegalShield at work is you don't need that group report sheet that you would typically need if you were uploading that business. So the landscape is changing a little bit, and I'm certainly excited to see that happening. So that just again on that self-pay enrollment on your LegalShield at work, that's only for U.S. groups. You'll also see that only associates can enter that. So if you have a HR professional or a decision maker at your group that has access to LegalShield at work as well. Remember, that's a tool that's not just designed for you and me. That's designed for those administrators as well, the HR people, the decision makers at a company. But on a self-pay group, they won't be able to enter that information. It's just the associates that can enter that. So that's no big deal. If you have an HR person that calls you and says, hey, I've got an application, no problem. Can you scan it and send it to me, and I'll enter it in today? That's certainly easy to do, and you also do not have a cancel function through your LegalShield at work on the self-pay enrollments. Now, you still have that on your payroll deduction groups, but on self-pay groups, they do not have a cancel option yet. It's just the enroll new member option. So, and listen, I know I'm giving you a quick 5-minute version there. You can obviously call LegalShield Business Solutions with any questions about that or, as far as getting it set up or anything. They've got hundreds of people that are standing by ready to take your call and ready to help you, if you're processing business and have questions. That's what's nice about working with a big company like LegalShield. They've got a lot of resources that they are willing to help. And it's kind of one of those things. If you've never opened a group, if you're new, for example, it probably sounds like I've been speaking Greek to you for the last 5 minutes because it probably doesn't make a whole lot of sense. And it's just one of those things that the more you do, the more in the habit you get, and the easier it becomes. So keep that in mind. The best way to learn how to do this business is to do this business. And if you want to learn how to do LegalShield at work, go schedule an enrollment. And it'll give you an incentive to figure it out really quick. And it's not difficult. It's really not difficult. In fact, it's a whole lot easier than anything that we've ever had in the past. Another big announcement from LegalShield recently was the new 3-bureau monitoring option that they've added to this new group plan. So these are for groups that are on the new identity theft plan. They now have an option the employees would have an option to have 3-bureau monitoring, and it's actually kind of a cool way that they've set that up. You can go to lsengage.com, go to your resources tab, and I'm going to look for the exact language here. There's an option under resources that says ID Shield Group 3-bureau monitoring, and you can see they've got 6 new documents under there that you can pull up. There's also a sheet. It's not under that tab, but if you just search for pricing, then there's a new sheet that they put out with the pricing. And just so we're on the same page, 3-bureau monitoring, meaning that they're monitoring all 3 credit bureaus, not just the one. They're monitoring with the 3-bureau, Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion. And that is an option that's now available. The way that it works is if someone is buying just an identity theft standalone plan, it is a little bit more expensive. For an individual, it's $5 more, and for a family, it's $9 more if they're buying just the identity theft standalone. If they're buying the combo, where it's the identity theft and illegal, they're an individual, it's the same price to do 3-bureau as it is 1-bureau. It is a little bit more to do 3-bureau on the family side. So I'll let you check out the pricing, and I'm not going to get into that because I don't want to confuse. Frankly, it's a lot of numbers, and it's a little bit easier to see it and go through it. But that's something that you have as an option. That's something that you could certainly use in a decision-maker meeting today. Again, to have it there is a good thing. We'll also be updating the proposal that we have on the Success Team site with these new numbers as well. But I'll tell you, it's just something that you've got as an option. It's not something that's mandatory. I've sold a lot of plans with one bureau monitoring, so it's not like that becomes obsolete. That's still an option. But it's also something that you can take back into an existing group. Listen to me on this. You can take this back in on an existing group and upgrade some of your employees. Now, you'd need to talk to the HR before you did that if it's a payroll deduction, so that they, because they would need to build in, you know, some new options into their payroll there. But you could upgrade employees, and remember, now you get credit for all of those upgrades towards your executive director. So I think that's a big announcement. I think it's something that's super helpful, and I'm really excited for as well. Let's take the call to New Mexico, where we've got, again, executive director and top producer and Legal Shield certification trainer, Ms. Judy Johnston, standing by. Judy, love to hear your thoughts on these new announcements. Judy also was sharing with me, I think just last week, an approach that she's using with Legal Shield Business Solutions in her prospecting. And I know that's something that we've had some questions on as we've transitioned away from marketing under the HRMC brand to the Legal Shield Business Solutions brand, and we want to feature those who are finding success just so they can share some tips and share what's working for them. And Judy has a great prospecting line that she's been using. So, Judy, we'd love for you to share that and, again, get your thoughts on these new developments from Legal Shield.
Well, thank you, Mr. Riches. Thank you for asking me to be on the call today. I love the Legal Shield at Work with credit card and bank draft. I've asked for that and asked for that ever since they put it in. So very excited about that. The 3M ID, I'm still looking into that. It's kind of hard to change, so change is always difficult sometimes. My prospecting line, I tried to come up with something because I used to use the advantage of Harvard Risk Management being an unknown out there. So I had to try and find a way to get in with being Legal Shield and branding as Legal Shield. Well, what I came up with is a line that really doesn't incorporate just Legal Shield. I found that companies, decision makers get turned off the minute you hear legal, and they're thinking attorneys and hassle and everything. So what I do is, of course, I ask them if they have a minute right now. And the reason I ask that is because you may be interrupting them and they accidentally picked up their phone and you don't want to be a pest right away. But I add the word right now, inferring I will be calling back if they don't. So that usually stops people from just saying no. And then I introduce myself. I say, hi, I'm Judy, you know, and do you have a minute right now? And if they agree, I say, well, I'm with Business Solutions from Legal Shield. And, of course, they want to know what that is. And I say, well, we offer all kinds of solutions to businesses. We have voluntary employee benefits and other things that businesses find valuable. So what I was hoping is if we could find a 15-minute time to schedule, and I could bring those into you, and we'll see if it might work for you. So then, of course, you start getting into the planning, which I won't get into on the phone. But I found that by using Business Solutions with Legal Shield, it actually says what we're doing there, and it kind of piques their interest that we have solutions for them. So that's it. I'm very short and sweet.
Now that is fantastic. I love it. And again, you know, I'm real big on there's no secret sauce here, and there's not just one prospecting script that works. And I think that there are people who think that they join as an associate. They're like, okay, I've got to find the right prospecting script. Well, there might be a right prospecting script for you, but I assure you, there are hundreds of decision maker meetings that are going to be set today by Legal Shield associates all over North America, and they're going to, for the most part, all say something a little bit different, right? So you've got to find what works for you, and that's why we like to put these different options on the table. I really like, Judy, how you say, do you have a minute right now? I love that. And again, implying, if not right now, and I'm sure you get some of that. I'm sure you got people that say, you know, right now is not a good time. And I'm sure your follow-up line is probably something to the effect of, well, great, when would be a good time to call you back? Maybe this afternoon or maybe tomorrow, you know, but kind of scheduling a time to call back. But I love that. I love, you know, do you have a minute right now? And then I like that business solutions. I'm with Business Solutions from Legal Shield. And
right.
It takes the emphasis off of legal and puts it on business solutions. And I love it. Thank you so much for sharing that. And that's what we're going to continue to do, folks, is just find what's working for some people. We're going to present that on calls like this and platforms like this. And so that you can find something that works for you. And that's really what this business is all about, especially the B2B side of this business, is finding something that works for you. Now, you don't have to start from scratch. We've got great scripting. We've got great, you know, resources available and on the Success Team side and certainly on Legal Shield, LS Engage. So you don't have to start from scratch. In fact, I always tell people, start with something like Judy just shared that's working. But tweak it to where it's your personality. Put your personality into it. And the worst thing that you could do is call on the phone and try to be Judy Johnston or try to be a Mark Riches or a Brian Fahili or whoever, because that's not you. You've got to be you. And if you can borrow some language and borrow some techniques that are working like Judy just shared, and then make it your own, that's when magical things start to happen. And, of course, you know, there's no substitute for activity as well. Judy could take that scripting that works. She could take that approach that works, and she could go call five companies this week, and she's probably not going to set very many appointments calling just five companies. But if she takes that and adds the activity behind it, which obviously she does, but if all of us were willing to do that, put the activity behind it, then all of a sudden, number one, we've got the power of numbers that are working on our side. But number two, that's how you fine-tune as well. You know, you make a call and you say something and then you hang up and you plan to review and you say, you know what, I think I'm going to tweak that a little bit. I'm going to say that a little bit differently. And that's how you really kind of come into your own rhythm and find what works for you. Judy, thank you so much for sharing that again. Congratulations to you on all your success that you've had. I know you feel like many of us, you're just getting started, and that's how I feel. Even though I've been doing this for 17 years, the future is very, very bright here, and I'm excited to be a part of it and excited to have you as one of our leaders on our team. Speaking of team leaders, I am so ecstatic this morning to welcome our keynote trainer, Mr. Jim Tanner from Boston, Massachusetts. My brother and I talked about who should introduce Jim, and since I can properly say Massachusetts, I decided that I would introduce him. But we're so honored to have him with us on the call this morning, and certainly excited to be able to glean from his wisdom. This is a gentleman that has been with our company for years. He's had tremendous success hitting platinum executive director, earning his $200,000 ring. And for those of you, again, who might be new and may not be familiar with that language, $200,000 ring earner is someone that has earned over $200,000, between $200,000 and $300,000 in a 12-month period. So it doesn't necessarily have to be a calendar year when we talk about these ring earners. It's just any 12-month period. But Jim and his wife, Danielle, blew right past that $200,000 mark, and they are ring earners, and we're so excited and so really grateful is a better word. For their leadership and for the pace that they set for our organization. Mr. Tanner is someone who has effectively trained thousands of associates in this business to be successful. Many of you have been on his podcast and have seen his Facebook Live presentations, and certainly have heard him at trainings and at different events. And you know, as I know, that he's helped us really take our business to the next level, and we are grateful for, again, him and his wife and their leadership and certainly grateful that Jim is able to join us here this morning on the call. Mr. Tanner, we appreciate you and look forward to your training this morning. We'll turn the call over to you.
Mr. Richards, thank you. Good morning. I appreciate being on the call, and I'm humbled and moved by your introduction, because when I listened to you introduce me this morning, and this is not in my notes, but I'll just say this for the benefit of everybody listening, I must think about from where I started in this business, which is I used to deliver furniture for a living. When I became a Legal Shield associate, I was also delivering furniture full-time during the day and working at a retail store in the mall at night. And this business, this company, this opportunity has allowed me to be of service to people in a way that I just simply could not have ever been without it. And so I know exactly, you talked about all of the success. I know exactly where all of that success has come from. I know where we go from here. But most importantly, and the reason that I prepared today's training is because I know exactly what goes into not just my story, but consistently, what is the template for successful producers, Legal Shield associates, the people that we hold in high regard. When you look at the Profiles of Success book, and I hope you all have the newest Profiles of Success book, and it's a huge book, a spiral-bound, giant book of stories of Legal Shield associates, people who have started from a variety of different backgrounds, a variety of different skill sets. And the thing they have in common is that they have won. They are winning here at Legal Shield. There are some things that are common amongst all of them. In this organization that you're all a part of, there are things that are common amongst all of the people who are winning. And today, this morning, I'm going to provide to you the insight that you need. And whether you're brand new and you've never contemplated upon what I'm going to talk about this morning, or you've been around a long time, and sometimes the longer we're around, the more veteran we are, the more we do things habitually without the thoughts that go into them, to those movements and steps that we take all day long, perhaps for those of you, it will be a reminder of why our business works so well when we apply the skills, the disciplines, and everything that we need to do to make it work for us. As I get started this morning, let me just start off by presenting you with a question. It's a question that I often present to myself, but it's a question that I'm always asking myself about the newest associates that I'm working with and when I'm talking with somebody who's struggling in their business. This is the number one question I need to have the answer to, and it's this. Do they have the vision? And I'm asking this about myself on the mornings when I don't feel as energetic about my business, when I don't feel as excited as on other days. I ask myself, do I have the vision? Or have I lost it? Has it become obscured? Have I been distracted away from the vision? And I ask this of all the newest associates, and I'm asking you this morning to participate in this thought process with me. Do you have the vision? Let me go into detail. So I pulled Legal Shield's vision statement. I just went into LS Engage and I pulled our presentation. Hopefully everybody here knows how to go to lsengage.com, log in, go to the resources tab, and you can get the presentations that we use, the flipbook presentations, the PowerPoint presentations, and the Legal Shield vision statement is in these presentations. And the vision statement is this: to provide equal access to the liberty, equality, opportunity, and justice that every human deserves and expects. I'm going to give it to you one more time, because I know I've had jobs in corporate America. I've had traditional jobs, but before I became a Legal Shield independent associate, business owner, entrepreneur, and I know that in every job I've ever had, somewhere is a vision statement, a mission statement, some stuff on the wall that was put together by some corporate people that probably sounded good and was workshopped and thought about, but really did not represent the soul of the vision of the company. But this, if you will allow this to seep into you, it will represent to you everything we do in our Legal Shield business to provide equal access to the liberty, equality, opportunity, and justice that every human deserves and expects. Now, let me ask you, do you notice that it doesn't say to provide equal access, but only to strangers, never to people that I am related to or known my whole life, never to people that I've worked with or go to church with? Does it say to provide equal access, but only if they are part of an employee group? I want to provide equal access to people as long as they work somewhere. But if they're not part of an employee group, then we don't want or have any interest in their liberty or providing for them equality. Do you notice that it doesn't say as long as they're employees at a company with hundreds of employees, as long as they're part of a group of 500 or 5,000 or 50,000 employees, then and only then do I have the vision to provide them equal access to justice and equality? See, it doesn't say that because it doesn't qualify which people should get equal access. That's what I love about our vision statement. It's not a qualifier. But we often individually as associates, as entrepreneurs, especially in the B2B channel, we often do that in pursuit of our careers in business solutions. We tell ourselves stories about why it makes sense to only help certain groups of people to get equal access to justice. Now, I know we don't do that on purpose. We do it. What we do is we form a strategy. We say, I'm going to go after groups of a certain size. I came here to do this, but I'm not going to work with individuals. I'm only going to work with groups. I've talked to people, and I've strategized with folks, and they say famously these things over and over again. You know, I came here to do group sales, but today I'm gonna share with you what the most successful group sellers are doing. See, my goal this morning is to help you understand that if you want massive success in business solutions, you don't get there by creating limits or filters or disqualifiers. You get there by helping as many people possible, as quickly, and as creatively as you can. That's how you get there. Zig Ziglar says, and this is a famous quote from Zig Ziglar, he says, if you help enough other people get what they want, you can have everything you want. But let's think about that. What does Zig say? If you help enough. If you help enough other people, if you help enough other people. Zig doesn't say any disqualifiers or limits or filters for the people that you help. He says if you help enough, you get everything that you want. And that's what I love about our company and our opportunity and the way that we pursue success, financial reward, business success, because only through helping people do we get what we want. Who wins in our business? This is really what I wanted to talk about so far, or not so far, but this morning. Who wins in our business? Because when I'm strategizing with new associates, when I was a new associate, when I am working on a goal for a new level, Mike Rich just talked about ring levels, executive director levels. When I'm looking at those strategies, I'm asking myself, do I have the vision? But I'm reminding myself, who wins in our business? See, in the 15 years that I have been here, I have been blessed to interact with most of, if not all of, the biggest winners in our business. So I don't have to make assumptions about our business. Like, I don't have to assume how someone wins in our business. I know those people. When you flip through your profiles of success, and it's weird for me to even say it, because when I started in this business, I didn't know anybody successful, financially, business-wise, otherwise. I didn't even know that many people that had successful relationships with their spouse or their children or their communities or their churches. But now I can flip through the profiles of success, and in addition to the stories as they're printed, I know those individuals. And I know how they are as mothers and fathers. I know how they are as caretakers. I know how they are as business builders. And here's what I know. I know who wins in our business, and it's the people that care the most that win. And that's what separates the dreamers from the winners. Now, I'm all for big dreams. I've got big dreams myself, but there's a difference between just dreaming and dreaming in pursuit of those dreams. And I'm telling you that the people that care the most win, and that does separate dreamers from winners. And honestly, I just want to be transparent with you. It separates the talkers from the doers. On a daily basis, I talk to a lot of folks that are big talkers. In my years, as a matter of fact, of team building, I've recruited some of the most talented, proven sales professionals that you would ever meet, with resumes that go on and on, with expertise and connections. I mean, I have recruited people that had all the connections in the world they would ever need to effortlessly walk in and open groups with Legal Shield and ID Shield, because they've just got those relationships. They've done business with those companies. But the reality is, I watched those people show up, talk a big game, and then disappear without making any impact, without doing much at all. And the reason they didn't win here was that they didn't care about the vision. They cared about making a sale. See, who wins in our business? Who are the top producers, the top Legal Shield associates? The people that care the most win. In my years of team building, I've recruited some of the least qualified non-sales professionals, people that came from retail, customer service, pastors, and all these other non-traditional backgrounds. And I've watched those people show up, follow the system, connect with this vision, and become some of the most highly regarded winners in Legal Shield history. So who wins in our business? The people that care the most win. I hope that this is getting beyond your ears. So what do these people do? Because you need to know that too. I know what you think. Okay, the people that care the most win. But what does that mean on a daily basis? What do these people do? And what can you do, and what can I do to replicate their success? So let's go back to Zig Ziglar. If you help enough people get what they want, you can have everything you want, right? Well, what do those people want? What do people want in the United States and Canada? What do they want all around the world? They want security, safety. They want to go to bed at night feeling like their family is protected. They want to spend their days and their nights not worrying about the next disaster that comes around the corner, the next speeding ticket, the next lawsuit, the next person who falls down on their property. They want security. They want to be able to pursue happiness. Now, they may not articulate that on a daily basis. They may not sit at the dining room table and say, wow, I would feel a lot better if my family was protected against the next speeding ticket. They're probably not thinking about it and discussing it like that. They may not articulate it on a daily basis. But on a daily basis, these are fundamentally some of the needs of people just like you and I. So if that's what everybody wants, if what we do is help enough other people get what they want so that we can have everything we want, and that, by the way, for you and I, that might mean freedom, time freedom. For me, I had a full-time job and a part-time job. I wanted time freedom, but I was also broke. I had a full-time job and a part-time job, and I still couldn't pay my bills, so I needed financial freedom. So if that's the formula, how do we go about helping people get what they want? And that couldn't be more simple. That's what's so great. It isn't complicated what these winners do. It's actually really simple. But it's so simple that just like the slight edge, and as Jeff Olson writes about in his book, it's so simple that the act of doing these things seem like they couldn't possibly matter. But they're what matters the most. The people that win in our business are helping as many people as they can, as fast as they can, to discover the potential of joining our Legal Shield community as members. It's that simple. The ones that are winning are not filtering, they're not disqualifying, they're not separating people into groups. They are, as creatively and as quickly as possible, helping as many people know that Legal Shield exists as they can, so that those people can choose to join the community as members. And that takes a variety of different forms. They're reaching out to small businesses. And they're reaching out to small businesses that have the most potential to move quickly, not just working on one large group account and praying that it comes through as if it's a lottery ticket. And by the way, you know, I love Mark Rich's story about the state of Louisiana account and the $1 million he earned from that one account. But let's not overlook the fact that before that group was approved and enrollments began, Mark Riches had personally helped hundreds of people become Legal Shield members. He had earned hundreds of thousands of dollars because he understood the vision and he didn't limit himself to a coveted large account. I work with people, new people, and they want to impress everybody by getting the big account. But what impresses everybody, if that matters to them, if you want to impress the leaders of the organization, help as many people as you can as quickly as you can. A big account that's going to open 2 years from now is not beneficial to your family or your finances. It doesn't impress the leaders. Production today, helping people right now, is what is impressive and helpful. As a matter of fact, a poll of our top producers and most successful B2B associates, if we took that poll, if I opened up the lines and just started asking, that would show that the majority of the time they're opening incredibly small groups quickly, not hoping for a large group someday in the future. And they're sitting down one-on-one with people and doing presentations and demonstrating the mobile app. They don't consider a single membership today to be less valuable than an enrollment of 10 people tomorrow. Let me make sure that you understand. They don't, the winners, the big producers, the people who are in profiles of success, they don't consider a single membership today to be less valuable than an enrollment of 10 people tomorrow. They understand that the universe rewards them based on the number of people they help, and that every day they can get better at the skills of our business by inviting and presenting to people one-on-one. They also don't keep the opportunity a secret. I think for too long we have allowed too many of ourselves, and I was guilty of this in the early days, to keep the opportunity a secret. See, many of our most successful associates, and that's Business Solutions and outside of Business Solutions, but in Business Solutions, many of our most successful associates are building a team as well, and that may surprise some of you. But they don't consider it a distraction from their core business, because they understand that the core business is to help as many people as possible, as quickly as possible. And when you duplicate yourself locally or somewhere else in North America, you can help more people get protected faster. They understand it isn't about getting someone else to fulfill the vision for them. It's to build a movement of people that will fulfill the vision with them. Another key of all of our most successful people is this. They use the incentive programs that LegalShield provides to keep themselves focused. For example, and I just want to start with this one because it's so important, Performance Club. Now, you may say, you know, on our Monday morning, this is Business Solutions. We train you on how to make $100,000 a year in Business Solutions. So you may say, well, Performance Club, you know, $90 or $180 in premium, well, that's not enough to replace my career, so I don't worry about Performance Club. But here's the reality. That thinking, that leads to inconsistent behavior. Because people that think like that also will have a big income month and then let their attention drift for the next few months. Then suddenly they're right back to the financial situation they were in when they started. And oftentimes worse, more desperate, with a more of a sense of urgency. But the winners use these programs like Performance Club to make sure they're always focused on helping people and always focused on daily activity. Just like Performance Club, I would also add Senior Director and Executive Director, because like Performance Club, our top people use these bonus compensation tiers, you know, these monthly qualification levels, to set their goals for how many people they'll help each month. And I'm not sure if everybody on the call is aware, but I hope you are aware that to qualify for Executive Director only requires that you and your team protect 28 families a month with the 4990 plan. And Senior Director can be achieved with just half of that number. And by the way, the Platinum Executive Director level can be achieved by building a team of just 4 people that are serious enough about the vision, about helping other people, that they maintain the Executive Director level. 4. Not 40, not 400, not 4,000. 4. That's Platinum Executive Director. And that is another way that top people keep themselves on course on a daily, weekly, and monthly basis. And then also I would throw in, because it's been so monumental for so many people, the trips. LegalShield is phenomenal about providing incentive trips to all of us in the field. And winning every trip at one point early on in my career was not a priority for me, but it is actually a huge priority for me now, because this is where I met and started to have personal relationships with so many of those people in the Profiles of Success magazine. This is where my vision of where I could go in my business started to raise, because these people were pouring back into me, and they were excited to help me. And these moments that you get on these trips, and by the way, the trips themselves, they reward you, and they reward your family as well. I think about the opportunities for deeper family connection that we have in my family because of these trips. You know, when I was a kid growing up, I'm from a small town in Vermont, a state that has about 400,000 people in it, but a place that really, if you live there, you don't go anywhere. At least that was my reality. I saw the world through television and magazines, and that was my reality. And I didn't really experience anything outside of my backyard as a child. But you know, my daughter has a completely different reality. And just in the last few years, Legal Shield has sent my family to Cancun, Atlantis in the Bahamas. We've been to Las Vegas several times, Universal Studios in Orlando to meet the Minions, which was a huge hit for me and my daughter. We went to Jamaica recently, Iceland, and in a few months we're headed to Cabo San Lucas, all paid for by Legal Shield, all as a way for us to just take a moment to celebrate the successes that we're having, to make plans for the future, and to work with the biggest winners in the company. The people that are performing at the highest level, doing, again, simple things that may not seem like a big deal, but are the most important things, they continue to train. For example, the top producers are on this call listening right alongside of you right now. And if they're not because they're at an enrollment or in another meeting, they'll be listening to the replay later. They are on every conference call. They're at every live training. They are plugged in to personal development. They're reading the books. They're listening to the audios. And you may wonder to yourself, when do they have the time to do this? But they look at their business the total opposite way. They say, without the live training, the conference calls, the personal development, I will drift away from what matters most in my business. And so many times I see people think that they're pausing or they're standing still, they're static in their business. But I can promise you one thing. You are either going towards your goals, whether you are walking, running, sprinting, you are either moving towards your goals or you are drifting away from them. There is no static. There is no standing still. And the top producers understand that. They're always, always, always plugged in. And I'll just finish with this thought, because this I know of the top producers, and I'll include myself and all of the leaders of this success team as part of this. This is not the most important thing, but it is equally important of every other point I've made. And I know that this is overlooked in the field. So I want you to listen with your heart, not your head, on this one. The top people in Legal Shield, they understand the legacy. See, they understand, I understand that we are the associates that are currently being trusted with the company, but we aren't the first and we won't be the last. This is not a company that launched yesterday. This is a company that started with Harlan Stonecipher, from need, not from greed, nearly 50 years ago, from a car accident, from injustice and inequality. And a man, a simple man from a small town, made it his life's work to close that equality gap. That is the legacy. That is what we are stewards of today. Today we stand on the shoulders of giants, pioneers, visionaries. And this is not just our company for the purposes of making great money, which we do. We make great, incredible income, advanced commissions, ongoing residuals. You can change, and many of you have already done this, but many of you still will, change everything about your financial reality and the financial future of generations of your family because of this company and this business model. But it's not just a company for that purpose. It is our turn to protect, defend, and build the company. It's our duty to hand it over to the next generation better than we found it. And I am so acutely aware of this because I watch people that are 19 and 20 and 21 years old, and they're second and third and fourth generation Legal Shield. Isn't it incredible? That's the business we're in. That's what we are a part of. let me just say this in closing. Legal Shield is built in such a way that good people win. It just is. It's constructed and overseen in a way that the good people will win. Fast talkers and hard closers will not have a home here for long. I've seen people like this come and go. None of them have enjoyed Legal Shield's accountability or oversight because they prefer to operate in the shadows, and so they go and do that somewhere else. Here we have a higher purpose. Yes, we make incredible incomes, but that's the result of providing incredible value. So when you leave the call today and you go out into the marketplace and you're setting your intentions for the day and the week and the month and the year, please understand these important keys that every successful Legal Shield associate understands, and never under any circumstances forget the vision. And I'll leave you as I started with you, Legal Shield's vision, to provide equal access to the liberty, equality, opportunity, and justice that every human deserves and expects. Mr. Richards, back to you.
That is fantastic, Mr. Tanner. Thank you so much for sharing a message that is just spot on what our organization needs to hear. I love the focus. I love the attitude and really the paradigm of why we do what we do. I mean, really, at the end of the day, what is it all about? And I love, I really enjoyed and loved how you tied in that mission statement of Legal Shield and gave us the perspective of when I'm prospecting today, how am I really fulfilling that mission statement? And am I overqualified? Am I looking at too many factors and trying to sort out people that need protection? And I 110% agree that our most successful associates, they just want to help people. And they're, again, like you said, driven by need and not by greed. And again, thank you so much for, again, your thoughts and presenting them in such a great way and just the time that you take for our organization and the service that you give and your servant's heart. I just could go on and on, but thank you for being you and for your leadership, my friend. Just a couple of quick announcements as we close out our call this morning. We are going to have a B2B certification webinar this Wednesday, so coming up in just a couple of days on the 24th. That webinar is an afternoon webinar. I guess it kind of depends on where you're at, but we're starting at 12 noon Central Time, and so we try to do one kind of earlier in the day and then kind of one midday. And this happens to be, we do that every month, and this happens to be the one that's kind of midday. So if you're not registered for that, but you would like to be registered for that, you can do that on the events page. You can also go to successteambtob.com. Let me just make sure that that is a correct site before I send you there. successteambtob.com is the correct site. So that's a new one. I'm just still getting used to it. But successteambtob.com, you can go and you can register for that webinar. That is designed as a certification webinar for any associates who are not yet employee benefits certified. Remember that the goal is to go through the entire back office B2B employee benefits training first, and then the webinar is kind of the final piece to that. It's also designed as a refresher for anyone who is already certified, and we would invite you to come and participate in that this Wednesday afternoon. We've had some questions on what's going to happen to that certification training as we continue this transition, and the answer is it'll get better. In fact, May 1st is our timeline to have our certification training 2.0 rolled out on the Success Team World site. So stay tuned for more details. We're finalizing that, and there'll be new videos, new content. It'll be a more interactive experience, and so we're excited to roll that out to you here in just a couple of weeks. But for those that are wanting to get that certification, I would absolutely invite you to be on that. And remember, you can always go back, and that's the nice thing about having segments online is you can go back and if something gets updated, you can go back and watch it later. There's nothing wrong with doing that. Obviously, everything right with doing that. Again, so much happening right now. A big thing that I want on your radar is the end of the month coming up a week from tomorrow. And this is a great time of the month. We're on the 22nd, a great time of the month to really look at where you're at numbers-wise and ask yourself, what do I need to do to get to the next level? For some of you, that's executive director. And you know, maybe you're at $1,000 premium dollars or $1,100 premium dollars. To get to executive director, you need $1,400 premium dollars written this month. And so, again, kind of you got to know where you're at to know what you need to get to that next level. Maybe some of you are looking at that $700 mark, which would be senior director, and maybe that's your goal. Maybe that's the next point that you're going. For some of you are maybe looking at Performance Club or Performance Club Pro. Performance Club is only $90 premium dollars. Performance Club Pro is $180 premium dollars, and maybe you know, maybe that's your goal. And listen, whatever your goal is, it's the time of the month to look at that, take a good solid look at where you're at today, and have a game plan for getting to that next point. Now, I'll say this again next Monday, but next Monday you'll have basically a day and a half, or I guess maybe 2 days, to get it done. Today you've got an entire week plus an extra day to get it done. And so, so again, take a look at that, look at where you stand today, and get a game plan to get to that next level. Remember, you can know where you're at. You can log into LS Engage and know exactly where you're at. You can also see that on your Success Team back office if you've registered your associate number. It'll show you how many points you have for the month. And I love how, again, with that change earlier this month, it's all based on premium dollars now. And so, again, take a good look at that. You can also, I did a video, just give you a heads up if you haven't had a chance to see this yet. I did a video on maximizing the compensation plan with this new compensation structure. It's not really a new compensation structure, but with this new way of counting business. And it's in the Advanced Training Library. So if you go to Success Team World and you log in, it's under Additional B2B Training. That's under Business Solutions, that category, Additional B2B Training. And it's the top video there. It's called EDQ Every Month. That stands for Executive Director Qualify Every Month. And that's just a quick little 15-minute video where I show some examples of how to get $1,400 premium dollars. And if you haven't watched that, it would probably be worthwhile to watch. Again, no matter what your goal is, the same principles apply. And I think Mr. Tanner hit it right on the head this morning. Go help people. Go find people. I don't care if they work with a company that has 500 employees or a company that has 5 employees. Go find people and help them get protected. You know, remember the small business plan is a great way to get premium dollars. You can go write a $149 small business plan and PC qualify with one sale. You can do that. You can almost PC Pro qualify with one sale. You can executive director qualify with 10 of those. I mean, with it being premium based, those plans that are a little bit more expensive it used to be that you didn't get a whole lot more credit for writing something like that. In fact, an $89 small business plan and a $149 small business plan, they paid different commissions, but they counted for the same counters. And now, obviously, it's completely different because it's all based on the premium. And so those plans that are a little bit more expensive are definitely worthwhile to be written. I'm not saying that that's all you ought to focus on for the next week and a couple of days as you close out the month of April here, but just kind of keep all of those things in mind. Those are all options that are on the table for you. The main thing is we want to help you get to achieve that goal that you've got set for yourself. And at the end of the day, it's really all about helping people find these solutions that we have. And so take a look at that video, EDQ every month. And again, if you haven't registered for the B2B webinar, you can do that at successteambtb.com. A huge thank you to Ms. Judy Johnston for sharing on the call this morning. We certainly appreciate her leadership. And also to our good friend and again, just such a phenomenal leader, Mr. Jim Tanner. And a huge thank you to him for putting together such an incredible segment this morning. And I hope that we take that information to heart, that it's not just something that we sit here and nod and say, that sounded real good, but that we allow Mr. Tanner's training to have an effect on our business today, this week, as we close out this month, and as we move forward. Doing so will make a monumental difference in the way that we approach this business and in the results that we get. I truly believe that. Thank you again to all of you for joining our call this morning. God bless every one of you. We hope that you had a fantastic Easter weekend, and it's time to get serious about this business this week as we move forward. God bless you, and we'll talk to you soon.